Janelle Victoria Chaput Rose Howden. Yeah, huh? Nelly was the mother of Deborah Rose, Amanda and Laurie Rose, my beloved aunt, Susie, grandmother Shauna, Kimberly, Rachel, Krista, and Lindsay Sarah, stepmother to Jim Halpern, Betty Halpern, and Marie Charbonne, step grandmother to Jean and Andy. Nelly was born January 21st, 1922. And was named, as I said before, Nell Victoria Chaput. The Hebrew name was Nehama. Nelly's parents, Rachel and Isaac, or Helen in fact, had come over from Turkey and had settled like so many Turkinos in the central area, just a few blocks away from the old Sephardic before Bonin. Nelly was the oldest of three sisters. The younger sisters were Sarah Funes and Rebecca Chaput. Her father was tragically run over and killed when Nell was only in her teens. Her mother's brother, Albert Moshkitel, helped to support the family, and from that relationship, Nellie was always very close to her younger cousin, Jay. Nell went to Washington Middle School and graduated from Garfield High School in 1940. During World War II, she worked for the government of Belgium as a clerk, helping in the war effort building planes. And after the war, she was courted by her first love, Louis Rose, and they married in 1947. And they had two beautiful children, Deborah and Leonard. Nellie was a homemaker, a family maker, and some might say, a little troublemaker. With their young family, Louis and Nell, like most of the Turkish community, moved to Seward Park, to close to the then new Sephardic Shikur Pamir. Louis and Nell were very involved in SDH activities. Nellie was a proud president of the Ladies Auxiliary. She was a co-author of the first SDH Sephardic cookbook. Along with many good friends, she helped put on together the legendary Grand Bazaars every year, something we're going to be celebrating just next Sunday. This was something that led to great findings. Nellie and Louis were volunteers at Sephardic camp. Rabbi Wyman was here for many years. Indeed, Rabbi Wyman and Nellie go back, I think, as childhood friends all the way back. Friday nights were always spent at Nellie's mother's home. Nellie had a very close relationship with her mother. So when her health deteriorated, Nellie was on hand to spend many hours with her mom. They would spend the time baking. Most of our ladies would. The usual biscochos, pulemas, and burecas. The tragedy once again struck when Louis died suddenly of a massive heart attack. He was only 47 years old. Louis and Nelly were married for 20 years. After Louis passed, Nelly went back to work and was a clerk in a bank. And one of Nell's close friends was Jean Halpern. When she took ill, Nellie and her sister Sarah helped look after her until her passing. And Nellie again took care of another sister, her sister Sarah, until she also passed in 1993. A very sad line for Nellie, where in those tragic times, she took on the tragedy face on, looking after something which most of us wouldn't want to do, wouldn't rather have doctors and nurses help. That was something which Nellie wanted to always do, to be there, to support in those darkest hours, to give those rays of light. 11 years after Louis passed away, Nellie married her next love, Izzy Halpern, and they were happily married for almost 22 years. Nellie adored Izzy. They would spend their winters in Palm Springs with all their friends and relatives visiting. When Izzy took ill once again, Nellie took on the responsibility of the primary caregiver, watching over his many sicknesses until his passing in 2000. After his pass, Nellie continued to go to Palm Springs. But despite all those tragedies, Nettie still enjoyed the things in life. She loved baking, shopping, going on cruises, playing mahjong and rummy here, and having lots of dinners with family and friends. In 2009, she moved into Aljoya. She really enjoyed her 5 years there, and she was happy to be known as a pioneer member. And then his last year, her favorite niece, Susie, took care of her, taking her to doctor's appointments, having manicures and pedicures together, going out to lunch, and shopping, of course, at Nordstrom. For Susie, and for many of us, she was Auntie Nell. As you can hear, and as you will know from your own interactions with her, Nellie was a family person. She valued her family and her extended family, and she loved getting together with them. She was a fantastic volunteer and a helper and organizer extraordinaire in our beloved Corps of Lady. She was also very generous and gave many generations, many donations to the synagogue along the years. She exemplified what our synagogue stands for. Our congregation's called Bikur Cholim, which means visiting the sick, looking after, taking care of. That was Nellie. Anyone was ill in the family, in the community, Nellie would want to visit. I thought it was appropriate and fitting that it was her niece, Susie, who took on that responsibility. She knew the value, she understood in herself, that's what Nellie would have wanted, to have the family around her. Nellie was also funny, outspoken a little bit. Sorry, a lot. Fun-loving, and enjoyed sitting around. But she could also be tough. But she had a heart of gold. She loved her family and community, and she's going to be deeply, deeply missed. I didn't know Nellie very long, but what I can tell you is, when I would visit her on those occasions, she would have a huge smile on her face. Sometimes as I, as a rabbi, would visit people, you go there for 5 minutes, you make a small prayer, you go home. When I went to see Nellie, we would talk for hours. I once went going with Jack Moshkatel. He didn't know I was there. He was visiting at the same time. And I said, I need to put more money in the meter. Nellie brought laughter and love to all of us. And we're all going to miss her. I'd now like to call on Laurie Rose to give the next tribute. After Laurie, we're going to have Betty Halpin, and finally, we're going to have her son now.